All right. Item number four.
From the Director Department of Family Care, requesting authorization to execute a contract with the State Department of Health Services to provide the family care benefit to residents of Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, Sheboygan, Ozaukee, Washington, Waukesha, and Walworth counties for the period January 1st, 2014 through December 31st, 2014, with up to 4 1-year renewals, and to accept the funding thereunder. This item is also referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
Supervisor Mayo?
Move approval.
All right. Do you have a motion for approval? Do I have any? Supervisor Schmidt?
We've discussed this for a while, and one of the major questions was, you know, we've always asked is that do we feel confident? Our first responsibility, obviously, is to Milwaukee County in our area. I do see there's a small difference between expenditure and revenue. Less revenue in the current year here. Subsequent year, we're saying it balanced each other out. I guess I'd like to hear from your mouths the feelings, the justification for putting those kind of monies out, and the I'm for if we can take this model, which I think we're all very proud of, to other areas. We ask other departments, to look for other revenue sources. I know a couple of colleagues that always comes up, it'll come up in finance maybe, but maybe we can talk about here just briefly, mm-hmm. is the your reasonings, you have very strong reasonings, very strong confidence. I mean, is this a flyer, in hopes that we can really expand? Is this really in our best interest, and why? And do we feel it will be a financial benefit for us in the long run? I'd like you to speak directly to that, please, as much as you can. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, Supervisor Schmidt, Maria Ledger, Director of the Department of Family Care. I'll speak towards the overall strategy and then hand off to Mr. Hudson to talk about the finances. As I believe we've reported a few cycles ago, our interest in expanding the footprint of the Milwaukee County Department of Family Care is with a direct eye on the trend of the state towards the regionalization of this managed care model. As we see other managed care organizations in the state of Wisconsin fold, those that have folded, and there have been two in the past 2 years, have not expanded past their original boundaries. So it was very clear to us that if this was going to be a sustainable program particularly in our home base in Milwaukee, we would not be able to. I would have a very low degree of confidence of being able to keep the ship afloat if we hadn't expanded. That being said, we have done it very carefully and very gradually. As you know, we began with Racine and Kenosha. Numbers there have grown slowly. And are sort of picking up speed in the other newer counties. Again, we're following the same pattern, a very slow enrollment, which means we don't have, we're able to build upon our current administration. We've got efficiencies built into the model so that we're able to provide the benefit without an additional outlay of expenditures. We have also always maintained a very close eye on our fiscal solvency in Milwaukee and in the other counties, and our quality indicators as well. We've gotten very high marks both from the Department of Health Services, from their Bureau of Financial Management, as well as from the quality team at the Department of Health Services. And we have very positive member satisfaction surveys, and we continue to look at, again, as you've heard from other departments, continuous quality improvement to make sure that we always keep our eye on the fact that serving our members successfully and keeping them safe and healthy within the community is our number one goal. And in terms of the sort of the financial benefits of looking at this model, again, I'll defer to Jim Hudson.
Madam Chair, Supervisor Schmidt, What we've experienced over, and I'm going to use Racine Kenosha as the most recent. We have the most relevant data for that. What we've seen over the last 18 months, we started out with very slow growth, and we started early with some losses, but we finished in 2012. We finished the year strong, and we actually had surplus. There was about a $40,000 surplus for the first 9 months of 2013. We've actually seen that model grow even further, and we've had a positive surplus through September of about $294,000. So the program in that marketplace is contributing, but it's also contributing because of the amount of enrollees that we're starting to get. We started out with our first month was 4, and we're well over, we're in the 120s right now. So we're starting to see, with that density, we're able to spread those costs out and leverage off of our administration. And then we also get paid additional administrative dollars to support those counties. We'll likely see the same effects for the other counties, the Waukesha, Walworth. We have a small enrollment there right now.
I guess I do have a follow-up.
Okay, go ahead.
My follow-up would be on the financials. We have a net cost of $781,000, and how are we confident it will be zero next year?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Schmidt, next year we actually have, and we've brought this to the Finance Committee, we have a preliminary capitation rate that is decreasing, so we will actually be accessing some of our reserves in the neighborhood of $4.9 million. There was a report provided. Two counties that received a rate increase were Racine and Kenosha.
Well, I would just say and ask one final question that I am a proponent of this. I've been from the beginning to see. I mean, we were the only MCO managed care unit for a number of years, and then the state brought in a couple. And, you know, I think the strong survive. I think we have a strong program, and that's why it's surviving. And I think we should try to push as long as we take care of our base. Maybe it might be beneficial. Is it a difficult thing to get together, you know, the surveys you talked about or composite surveys show that customer satisfaction, I think that would give people confidence too. Or is that something we've published, or is that something, a little thing we could have even tomorrow passed out at Finance, for example, or maybe all the committee could get that? This committee, or the whole board, I guess, would be interesting to get something short that could be summarized with that. I mean, Madam Chair, I think that would be something good to disseminate.
Madam Chair,
the press too.
Madam Chair, Supervisor Schmidt. Yeah, we can certainly provide. We have graphic data that shows the trends of the member satisfaction survey as well as the results of the quality survey that the state does through their external quality review organization called MediStar. We would provide that Monday. Our agenda items for finance are for Monday and not for tomorrow, so we would be happy
That's
to
fine.
Bring that.
And then my last thing I'm thinking is, what percentage of the market do we have now on the family care, and is the strength of going on? I mean, I know if I'm concerned, and you're the ones who had to give us the information that we become too big, but at the same time, we were doing the job for everybody before, and I'm not sure why the state went the route they did. Well, I have some feelings, but from other things they've done to us, but I guess you've expressed that confidence. But I'd like to see some data and your projections on, you know, where you are, where you think you can go, and that's reasonable.
Madam Chair, Supervisor Schmidt,
I mean, it's such an important area for us.
Approximately about 21, if including all our enrollees in all counties, as compared to total family care enrollees, we're at about 21.5%.
Okay, and I'm sorry, and I'll try to be done here. But and how many are there out there now? We lost a couple, like you said, and it's not strong. Racine and Kenosha is one reason we went in there too, I presume.
Madam Chair, Supervisor Schmidt, when the number that Mr. Hassan just gave you is the percentage of enrollees that we have in terms of all of the individuals that are enrolled in family care. You're correct. There are fewer now managed care organizations, so there are
strong survive.
We believe so. So that there was, there's one that's ending its contract at the end of 2013. Previously, one has contract was terminated by the state at the end of 2012. So as the enrollees grow, as more people become eligible and aware of the program, the population increases, but the number of agencies that provide the benefit are fewer. This will be a 7 or 8.
All right. My last comment is that we were the Cadillac, I think, and you know, we need to what you need and to look for the future if you want to expand. I mean, we have a template, I guess is the way to say it, that is test time and proven, and really to help people in this tremendously important area. So what you need in projections, I think you have to be aggressive in looking at this, and I think we are regionalization, as you're talking about, and, you know, I think you're on the road, and I questioned in the past, do you have enough marketing, do you have enough staff, do you have enough, and I think, you know, maybe that's something to look for the future, too, if we're going to expand, as I think you should, mm-hmm. if at all possible. So I'm done. Thank you. Thank you.
Supervisor Stemper?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Real quick, you said you had to go to the reserves to make up for $4.9 million. Did I hear that correctly?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Stamper, that would be for the 2014 budget. This year we're surplusing. So there would be accessing some of the reserves. When we had received notification of our preliminary capitation rates in September, we had brought a report back to the County Board of Supervisors to notify you. The primary revenue shortfall is going to be in the Milwaukee County region.
Okay. Has the capitation rate decreased every year, or
Supervisor Stamper, in two of the last 3 years, it's decreased, but those have been the only that would have been in 2012 and then 2014. Those are the only 2 years in the history of the program that there's been a decrease. The primary reason for the decrease is family care costs statewide have trended downward. So more than 90% of that rate is attributed to the cost data that they're using because they use statewide cost data to establish the capitation rate. So that's just the trend right now. That's probably going to level off.
Does the increase in IRIS have anything to do with that?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Stamper, as far as the capitation rate, no. Okay. But certainly when it comes to enrollees, the more enrollees, the greater the ability of the MCO to spread some of its higher cost members across members that maybe don't require as high cost or skill intensity of services, and we can also leverage off of the administrative costs that we receive in our capitation rate. So to answer your question, from an enrollment standpoint, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
From establishing the capitation rate, no.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Madam Chair.
I move approval, too.
Thank you. Supervisor Mayo, did you move approval, okay. Yes.
Sorry.
Okay, no, that's okay. So we have a motion for approval. Are there any other comments or questions from committee? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Stamper.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Weishaun.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Taylor.
No.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 1 no. The motion is approved.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.